all know the basics. Drink water, eat a balanced diet, get enough rest. But many of us are choosing to ignore what we know our bodies need. Today, we're getting honest about why, digging into things like immediate gratification and confronting just how good we are at ignoring our body's signs and signals. We talk about our misconceptions surrounding physical wellness, share the signs that we're working towards physical wellness, and wrap it up by sharing ways to cultivate physical health that are practical, doable, and don't require you to completely give up donuts. We're moving more, ignoring less, and taking small steps and then bigger ones towards physical wellness today. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. And now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on the Hill. I've got Julina sitting with me today.
Hello.
Hi.
We are close to being done with the wellness series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. That means we're getting closer to spring cleaning. So brace yourselves now.
I have
coming.
Forgotten about that.
Yes.
Conveniently.
Yes. Julina's suddenly sick every Sunday for the next 2 months.
My stomach hurts. I need to go home.
I'm washing my hair. Okay. Now, today we're talking about physical wellness.
Yeah. Yay.
Now, you've heard us hammer on about a few things over and over.
Yeah.
Over the years, we've talked about drinking water.
Yeah.
I have one right here.
Big one.
Getting sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. Moving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Eating real food.
Yes.
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 And we're going to say those things again today, but that is not the full picture of physical wellness.
Okay.
I'm curious. Bring it.
Yes. See, I feel like we have to keep talking about this because here I think we tend to think about what physical wellness means, looks like, and how we get it so narrowly.
Definitely.
Yes. Mm. Now, other than those heavily repeated things that, you know, I feel like most of us gauge our physical wellness in one of two ways. Other than thinking about like, oh yeah, drink water and move and sleep. But we gauge how physically well we are by one of two things. Okay. First. In beauty and vanity culture we live in,
yes.
I feel like we only think about our physical health in terms of weight.
Yeah.
And this is wildly narrow.
Or muscles.
You know, and it doesn't actually give a very accurate picture of your wellness at all.
No.
Not at all. I mean, seriously. Well, yes, it's better for your overall health to be at a healthy weight. Your weight is only one very small piece of the puzzle. And you can be rail thin and wildly unhealthy.
Right.
So many ways.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
So many ways. So like we cannot just keep thinking about physical wellness in terms of what you weigh on the scale.
That's, or what magic size there
yes.
is.
And BMI is malarkey.
Yeah. It's a nice guideline for someone. It's a starting place that don't cling to that. You'll go crazy.
One of my favorite trainers on YouTube who literally runs a BMI calls her obese.
Oh, yeah. I've always been in the overweight category. Overweight, borderline, obese.
It doesn't take into your muscle mass into account at all. It's complete malarkey.
Yeah, I don't look at that.
So don't just think about your physical wellness in terms of weight. Because again, you can be stick thin and wildly not taking care of yourself.
Yes.
In so many ways. The second way I think we narrowly think about physical wellness is, well, I'm not sick right now.
Oh. Oh, duh.
I was not expecting that.
Oops.
I didn't even put that there.
But it's true. Like, we laugh because it's true.
Nervous laughter, yeah.
Yes. I didn't vomit today, so I guess I'm well.
I must be well, then.
Yes. No. So that is, again, just a very small piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Okay?
So you might be struggling with other health habits or neglecting yourself.
Yeah.
In other ways, you are because you're a person. Mm-hmm. So today, I hope we not only reinforce the things you've heard us say over and over again, but we're also going to try to expand the way we think about our physical health and start to honor the bodies God gave us. Because on Earth, they're our home.
Yeah.
You know, and they're such a gift.
What do they call them? The meat sack or something. This is the meat sack we're given, so we should take care of it.
Our bodies are super cool.
They do really cool things.
Yeah, they really do. And we treat them very poorly.
I'm always amazed about the human body all the time.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's so interesting. So I'm excited to get into it because we need it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's some definitions of physical wellness. That is our topic. Okay. University of New Hampshire. Physical wellness is knowing your body and giving it what it needs for health, healing, and energy. Right? Like all three of those components. Like, and we ignore some of them. Like,
yeah.
We don't think about it. And that doesn't just mean, oh, I gave myself coffee for energy. Check, check. Good.
I know. Did that today. Apparently your body's supposed to have natural stores of it so you wake up and have energy if you take care of it properly.
I'm not supposed to have 5 cups of coffee.
Right? I know. Dang. It's confusing.
And this one, Northwestern University said, physical wellness consists of recognizing the need for physical activity, healthy food and sleep, as well as preventing illness and injury or managing chronic health conditions. So this to me is like, okay, so knowledge of what you need to do, which most of us have. We don't listen to the knowledge, but most of us have the knowledge. Some people don't. And then taking preventative measures and actively fixing known issues.
That's really hard.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. You want to hear some benefits?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Like, what are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
There's no lecture today. I'm not going to tell you any. Like,
yeah. The main point was know your body, and I was already like convicted at that. I was like, oh, when did I get there?
Yeah. But see, that's why physical one is. We think about real small pieces. Like, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Here we go. In literally every other one of the podcasts in this series, in the wellness series, all of the studies and articles said that taking care of your physical health benefited that area. Hmm. All of them.
Ooh.
Being physically well influences your emotional health.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Your social health.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All of it. So you want better mental health? Maybe get more sleep.
Yeah.
You want to get along with other people?
Oh.
Move your body so you have energy and endorphins.
I'm a little slow today.
Do you want to have a fighting chance at coping with your stress? Maybe eat some real food.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Like it all works together. Think of this phrase I've said 600 times. Your body and brain are connected. 24-hour fitness. Who knows? They have really good articles on their website.
Oh, wow.
You know. There was an article written by Dr. Mark Hyman. Every aspect of our lives is affected when we neglect our bodies and harm our health. I don't like the word neglect so much.
Yeah.
It's rude.
But that's, yeah. Ooh.
But it's a scary truth and one we have to come to grips with. Day in and day out, we make bad food choices, avoid exercise, get coffeeed up in the morning, maybe drink it to relax at night, stress out about minor things, and run our bodies into the ground until we get sick and wonder why.
Now, is it just our culture, or is this like all the cultures?
I think Americans have a real special knack for this.
Mm. We don't have siesta time or anything, so...
I don't... Yeah, that's on my bucket list, to go somewhere and experience a full siesta for like a week.
Yeah.
Hmm. One day, maybe. Lord willing.
Now, signs of physical wellness. You ready for the list?
Well, Lord. For some reason, thought you were going to say exhaustion. And I'm like, I think I know one of them.
That is a sign of physical unwellness.
Okay, yeah. So this is wellness.
Yes, this is wellness. This is the list you're shooting for today.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
And a lot of these are from UC Davis. So thank you to them.
Okay.
Okay. Now, some of these, people are probably bracing themselves thinking, I'm going to do bad. No, you'll probably have some of these. Number one, energy to do the work each day requires.
Yeah. I'm yawning already. Okay. Oh my God, I'm tired.
Okay, you have a baby.
Still.
It's hard.
Okay. Finds time to move your body.
Yeah.
I will be giving tips later.
Okay. All right.
I will. This one is a big one. Recognizes the body's warning signs. These are things like getting sick. When you're stressed out and constantly, when you are exhausted.
Yeah.
Okay. These are warning signs that something isn't going the way it's supposed to go.
Check engine.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
sometimes I notice it later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Post situation.
A little too late. I'm like, oh, well.
Hmm. Yeah. Especially when you're hangry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Asshole.
My husband notices when I'm hanging.
Oh, he's your check engine. It's fine.
Hey, it's good.
Eating foods that make you feel good. And I put in parentheses, I don't mean the way pizza rolls make you feel good. Not that make you feel good in the moment, but you know, you feel like garbage. Taco Bell tastes so good going down and then you kind of feel like garbage.
Yeah.
Fair.
But yeah, food that makes you feel good after you've eaten it. A balanced.
Don't mind Evie in the background.
Evie's making little grunty
sounds. And it's real cute.
A balanced diet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Balanced. We're going to talk about this later, too. I don't believe in elimination. Balanced.
Hmm.
Okay. Maintain. You guys are both going to hit me because you have small babies. Maintains a regular sleep schedule.
Meow.
Trying.
Yes, you're trying. I mean, and not everybody's in that boat.
It's
and it will go. It will stop.
It's a season.
Yes. Shoot for 6 hours a night. Okay. Shoot for.
Yeah. I mean, I can do that. Just not it.
Yeah, it's not consecutive, but I will.
It depends.
It will.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah. This is a big one. Protects self from getting sick.
Protects
yourself from getting sick. And I'm adding on to that an addendum. Protects others from getting sick. Okay? As, you know, someone came to school and coughed all over my child, so now she's at home tonight. Thank you, girl. Okay. This is one people don't think about. Abstains from dangerous practices.
Oh.
Okay. I put in here like any kind of drugs.
Yeah.
Tobacco.
I was like skydiving. That's probably not what she means.
Vaping.
That is really terrible for you.
You hang around the high school. I mean, and more kids. I mean, and these aren't bad kids. Kids, my friend, you know. Believe vaping is totally fine for you.
Oh, no.
It is not.
It's silly.
Don't do it.
My husband did a whole presentation thingy about it. It's really
It's awful. Real bad.
We could find the information if you want it. Hit us up.
There's something, you know, driving drunk.
Oh, please don't.
Even little things like not wearing your seatbelt.
Oh, please don't. That makes me real anxious.
That is not taking care of your physical wellness. So it's, again, this is so much more than how we think about it. Okay, this is a big one. I am guilty about this. Seeks medical care when necessary. How many of us just don't go to the doctor ever? Unless we're like we have to be on death's door to finally give in and go.
Yeah, I don't think I've been to the dentist in like 2 years. Yeah. So we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It's real bad.
Preventative.
Yeah. We'll take our kids, but not ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
Drinks enough water. Or at least I'm going to put in here... Drinks more water than you've been drinking.
Yeah.
The recommended amount is really, really hard. And I can't get up 100 times in the night to use the bathroom. So just drink more water than you're drinking.
Yeah.
And have a little salt with it. I've heard that helps get into your cells better.
This one is interesting. Has a healthy degree of aerobic endurance.
So don't, if you're winded walking across the...
Yes, I used to get winded walking to my mailbox.
Mm. I'm
trying to think where you're. It's not.
It's not close. It's like 0.1 miles, but that you shouldn't be winded walking a tenth of a mile. So, I'm not anymore. I used to. Feels this one. I do not feels competent at physical activities. Like walking, sure. Volleyball, no.
It's gonna be like if you say sports, the answer is no.
Yeah. The last two are from Northwestern University. Aware. See, now we can do awareness.
Okay.
Aware of how a lack of sleep, stress, and non-activity affect your body. So at least if you're starting to realize, I am a less pleasant person when I don't get sleep or exercise.
I've had some of those clue-ins this week or like... I had a big mommy tantrum and it took me till later and then I'd be like, because I have a watch that I wear. I probably should take it off because I don't need to know how much I'm sleeping. But it said I got 8 hours, not all at once, but I'm like, I got 8 hours. I should feel amazing. It apparently wasn't the right amount or not. I don't. Point is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wasn't so hard. So many tantrums by everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it took me all day to figure out that I was tired.
Oh,
just really, really
And I mean, and you have to know, because then that helps you give yourself some grace.
I was like, yeah. And it was one of those.
Cut yourself some slack.
Like, I was like, oh, okay. Washing my face. I'm like, why is everything so hard?
Yeah. You have to know, my capacity is going to be lower today because I'm exhausted.
That makes so much sense. I was really cranky for like 2 days, but I stayed up too late. And that makes sense now that you said that.
Awareness.
Oh.
Yes.
It took me all day to figure it out. So this is like a day and a half.
Well, it's like a week now. So now I know. Oh, well.
Last one is develops and cultivates leisure activities, because having fun is good for your health.
Is book reading a leisure activity?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you think is fun.
You know? Ooh.
We need puzzles. To have fun. Everything's connected. Okay, so let's talk about some barriers. Barriers to physical wellness.
Okay.
What gets in the way?
So much.
The first one is just so darn honest. And okay, because we're functional.
Oh.
And baseline is good enough.
Wow.
For most of us.
That says
well,
a lot.
It's like when you have your car, it could be a brand new, I'm thinking of those, that beater car, it's paid off, so it's yours.
Yeah.
It turns
gets you
on.
From A to B. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It sounds funny and stuff, but it turns on and gets you where it's faster than walking.
Yeah. That's literally, this goes back to the, well, I'm not sick today, so
yeah, right.
I'm well. Fair. Like, no, we're going to get into this more in just a second, but just because we can work through something or push through something doesn't mean we should.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're good at and used to functioning at such a low level. And because we can make it through the day without falling over, we call it good.
Yeah, because you haven't punched anyone and ugly cried. You're great.
And I didn't fall asleep making lunch for the kids, so.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
I caught myself staring out into space for 5 minutes instead of whatever.
I didn't get a hernia walking up the stairs, so I'm in shape. No.
I didn't die.
Yeah. But did you die? That doesn't apply to this aspect.
No.
All right. Number two. We are not just great at ignoring our feelings. Yeah. Did you know we're so good at ignoring lots of other things? I did. Yeah. We are also really good at ignoring the many, many, many signs and signals our bodies give us that something isn't right. We're so good. This can be really tricky. Okay, because I will never, ever advocate running to WebMD anytime you have like a random symptom.
Yeah, I know.
But we ignore patterns.
Yeah, we do.
Okay? We ignore long-lasting symptoms. We ignore things that concern our loved ones. Okay? We ignore chronic pain.
That is one that's
It'll
a creeper.
It'll make you grumpy, too.
You know, and I hear people laughed off when chalk it up to, well, welcome to your 40s.
I know, I don't want that.
But there's
it doesn't
stuff
have to
you
be this way.
Check in about.
Yes, lots of things. You know, and I found myself telling myself things like, oh, having a headache every day is normal. It's not.
No.
It's not. Like, that is a pat. That's a really good example for my life. But the pattern, having one headache, you don't need to freak out and worry.
Once or twice a month, not great, but.
Yeah,
you notice a pattern there.
If it's every day, then it's like something isn't right. Yeah. I need to make a
or
change.
Or multiples a week.
Something affecting you.
Yeah. You're not meant to have chronic back pain every single day. That's
no.
Something is wrong.
Correct.
If you are stressed at a level where it's interfering with relationships and functioning every day, something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once in a while, symptoms, that's life. But when it's a pattern.
Yeah.
And or if when you're not sure, ask someone who knows you.
And loves
and loves you and spend some time with you.
Yes. Yes.
Because they will notice things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't always like it at the time, but I appreciate it later.
Yes. But it's not just our feelings we're stuffing down. It's our pain and
Oh, God.
That's not how God made us. Like, he didn't design you to be in pain every day.
No.
That's not right. Okay, the next one, this one's a little bit more honest and painful. Okay, barrier to physical wellness is we really like immediate gratification.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah. Pizza rolls. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did mobility work today. Why am I not magically mobile in all the places that I am?
Oh, that's an interesting way to think about it. Yeah.
I'm lazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I do one ab workout and I'm like, where's my six pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lies. But it's other ways too. I mean, yeah. Pretty much we're going to always, almost always default choosing what we want right now versus any long-term goal or result.
Fair.
Yeah. That's
so true.
Yeah. Because I feel like this being healthier feels tangible, intangible. Like it feels far off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like you can get to it.
Yeah. Because a lot of us have tried and failed a bunch of times.
Maybe you took too big a steps to do it, or you didn't give it enough.
Pushed yourself too hard.
Too hard,
and then you hurt yourself, and then you have to.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, you know.
Or you set the bar really weird.
Yeah.
High. Yeah.
A bar that's like, I don't look like her in the video. Ah. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Guilty. So when we do that, we're going to just keep picking what we know and what we want right this second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kevin MD said this. Changes geared toward health that take time, which is all of them.
Yeah.
Seem like quite a risky proposition when we just want to feel good now. Opportunities abound to both feel good and be healthy, but we must first consider what is really important in our lives. Otherwise, we will continue to reject our health and well-being for other prizes.
Mm.
I'm like, the other prizes we want are comfort.
And they're flashy.
And yumminess.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Evie said.
To add on to this, I found another article put out by 24 Hour Fitness where they said, what I really see are people who have listened to their inner dialogue instead of the voice of their highest ideals. Essentially, they chose the cookie because they were afraid to go for what they really wanted.
Oh, then there's that dang fear. Here it came.
Yeah. Like, well, I know the cookie works for me.
Right.
Working out might not. But the cookie is good.
It's comfort.
I'll pick the cookie.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm.
He continued to say this. I did not enjoy this. This felt convicting. I know people who go from doctor to doctor with chronic problems without ever once considering what would happen if they stopped having 5 coffees a day, skipping lunch, and working late on weekends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if I made a couple of lifestyle changes, might my life change? And this, like, should make us feel hopeful that, like, we actually have a little bit more control over our bodies than we may like to admit. We just don't choose it because Oreos are delicious.
Oreos.
You know?
Serving
size. Or I'm tired and I don't want to take the extra 30 seconds to floss my teeth. I have been doing that pretty regularly.
Good
but
on,
it actually, it correlates with heart health. I can't remember how, but floss because it's good for your heart, guys.
Yeah. That's a really good example of, like, a small... That is
I didn't
wellness
floss for years.
And we don't
I
think about it.
Because I hate it. It's the equivalent of putting away the dishes, which I also hate.
Yeah.
And neither of them take long, and I hate them.
Yep.
I hate them so much. Flossing got better, and then I forgot, like, a night or two ago, and I didn't get up because the baby was on me. But the point is, just floss.
Yes.
You'll miss it when you
do
don't.
Do the little things.
And it's 30 seconds.
Yeah. But it's hard because we don't want to wait. We don't want to trust the process.
Exactly.
We don't want to change because change is really hard. We want what feels good right now in the moment, which brings up the next barrier. Choosing physical wellness takes discipline.
Oh, that word.
I know, right? It's not a fun word. And let's get really real. A giant bowl of ice cream is never going to be as good as an orange.
Nutritionally, yes.
You know, like
emotionally.
I read that once. I read like an interview with Candace Cameron where she said, like, for her to, if she really wants to treat herself, sometimes she'll have an orange. And I wanted to punch her, like, girl.
Oh, it's such a true.
Well, that will never be me. But that's the thing. Like, sitting on the couch, reading or watching TV without sore muscles is always going to sound better than working out.
Oh, you know? That's true. Yeah. Cause you're even just squatting down to do something. Yeah. You don't think about it and you're like, ah.
You know? And like ice cream is always going to sound better than an orange.
Yeah.
You know, let's just be honest about it. It's discipline. And not being disciplined means we get to keep doing what we want.
Exactly.
You know,
I
like working out once I'm doing it.
Every time.
I do.
Yes.
But I have to. Choose. It doesn't mean I want to do it. I have to make myself do it.
Yeah.
Every time. It's like when I feel great after I do it, I enjoy it while I'm doing it, but it's still like, I have to go work out.
Yeah. Even though it's like, it's such an opportunity, we can see it in a positive light. But when the connotation from media and things like that, where either you're down on yourself because you don't look a certain way, yeah, or you expect yourself to be able to do it.
Right.
You know?
Like, do everything. Like, girls holding a star plank for 40 seconds. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Mm. Oh, gosh. Oh.
But yeah. It's still, it's that discipline. It's choosing it every time. I feel like we keep thinking, it's like with all of these things we've talked about, it's not a one and done.
Exactly. Well,
I made the decision to get healthy. So now, like, no, you have to pick it.
It's, yeah.
Every time.
It's a commitment, like you said. It's a marriage.
I have to say no every day. Like, yeah, every, like, okay, well, I don't need the cookie after lunch. I have to choose that every day. It doesn't just happen.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I really like this next one. A barrier is we think about physical wellness success wrong.
Physical wellness.
Yes. We think about what success means in our physical wellness completely wrong. Now, this goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, where we tend to think about just our weight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Darn BMI.
Now, we don't see or take into account any other physical wins that happen when we start to prioritize our physical wellness. Mm. Like, it's not just about the number on the scale. But when we're not dropping weight, or when we don't look like whatever woman we're comparing ourselves to,
yes,
who is also comparing herself to someone else, by the way.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Ooh. We give up. I have been there. I've been like, I've been saying no to chips and making my muscles hurt all week to lose half a pound. This is garbage. I'm stopping. You know?
Yeah.
When it's not just about that little 0.4 or 0.5 mm-hmm. weight loss. There's all the other things. It's a fact. Here's other ways to think about success. I picked better food for my body.
Yeah.
This week. That's success.
No, it is. The reframing, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or this is a true life story for Becky, where I talked about those daily headaches.
Yeah.
Since working out, yeah, I work out probably 5 days a week.
Good job. Wow. Kudos.
I have not had the headaches or the back pain that I used to have almost every day.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Whoa. That's so good.
Isn't it?
Claps.
It's like...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Is the weight loss the number I was hoping for? No, but I don't get headaches every day. That's a win.
That's so much cooler than whatever's on the scale.
Like, that tells me like, oh, something was wrong with what I was putting in my body that was upsetting.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the movement is like aligning or I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Wow.
Or, you know what? My clothes fit better.
Yeah.
Sometimes we
let
go of that. Too. See, Evie knows.
Yeah.
Or we think about, you know, it's I have more energy.
Yeah.
Or I'm able to cope with my stress better because I'm getting outside and I'm, you know, we can't just think about our wins and our wellness in terms of how many pounds we lost on the scale this week.
It's so true.
It's dumb and we have to stop.
Yeah. I know Rob was heavier and then he had his
tummy,
you know, has tummy issues and then he ate clean and lost a bunch of weight naturally from doing that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that was so much worth it for him where I'm like, oh, man, you stopped eating one thing and now, you know, I'm jealous.
Also because he's a man.
And it's because he's a man.
Men lose weight easier than women, so you can't gauge it on that either.
But at the same time, all the things that he gained outside of just eating well, it's just he was able to just, you know, mentally he felt better. And all those other things, the fog cleared up. You know what I mean?
Like, that's great.
And that was way worth whatever he had to do, which I know he hated, but it was worth all the effort.
Just like that. It is so true.
I don't drink coffee so much. I like coffee very much. We started doing pour over. It's magical. But I don't feel as good when I drink tea in the morning and I try and keep it to one. If I want something else, I have a matcha and I like having the energy, but I just felt like trash. I did have some today and it was good, but don't feel so great now, guys. But that was my choice. But the point is just notice even little the things
win.
Like that.
Yes.
Well, notice being aware your, wins. Of your body, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a huge, it reframes everything where you won't give up, where you can keep going because there are these other good things happening for you. Okay. Last barrier. And then we're going to get into cultivation.
Bring it.
Which is, you know, we need, let's give us some easy ways to do this. The last one is we tend to have this ridiculous all or nothing approach.
Yes, always. It just seems to keep coming up.
They both are like, yeah.
I didn't think you were going to jump on it too, but
yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, we can say, well, I don't have time to work out 5 times a week right now, so it's not a good time for me to get healthy.
Or I can't shower after my workout.
Mm.
Shower before, my friend. It's gross, but get over it.
Yeah.
No, all week, Did I text you guys? I'm button in. I've been trying to wake up earlier than my sweet children to do 20 to 25 minutes, which is not long, by myself. Guess what? It's not happening, and I'm still finding a way around it.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
You can't wait until you have the ideal schedule. You will never.
I won't. It's not going to happen.
Nobody will.
They wake up earlier. They know.
Stuff happens. Stuff comes up. Let me just tell you, for everybody. You know, here are other excuses. You know, well, I don't have the time or mental energy to prepare all of my meals at home, so it's just not a good time right now. You don't have to make every change to start addressing your wellness.
Steps. Yeah.
You don't have to make all the changes. I don't recommend making all the changes at once. You'll give up. You don't have to start dieting and working out and changing your sleep schedule and making doctor's appointments. You don't have to. It's not all or nothing.
Yeah, just pick like one thing.
Juggling, add it in real slowly. Like juggling with that. You start with scarves, guys. That's actually all I remember.
Yeah, not watermelons. Yeah.
You start with the little colored scarves and it's fun.
Yeah.
That was the best part. And, you know, your capacities shift. What you can do today might not be what you can do tomorrow. Yeah. And that's fine.
It's okay. It doesn't mean you're failing. It doesn't mean you're failing, Jolene.
No.
Oh, gosh, that's going to slap later.
You're going to listen to this and be like, shut up, Jolene.
That's probably on the day when I'll be struggling.
Yeah. So here's some, put this in perspective. You might not be able to take a walk every day, but you can have a glass of water with every meal.
Yeah.
You can.
Small changes. We think about it wrong. You might not be able to stop all of the fast food runs, but you can go to bed half an hour earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Some is better than nothing. Starting is better than not starting.
That's right.
Some healthy snacks in the cupboard.
Yeah. Make a change.
Yeah.
A change.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be all. Ugh.
Make your coffee half calf, guys. That sounds awful, but I promise it's not death.
I have found
this
decaf
now, this is where
Jolene
and I part ways.
It's okay. You drink black coffee. I'm weak.
I know. Yeah.
Flavor.
She's like, yes, commented on an iron stomach. Oh, boy.
Hey, I use the doctor as an excuse to finally get changing on some things where I'm like, okay, now there's a test that results in going, yeah, this is your problem. You should probably fix it. I'm like, fine. The doctor says, and I don't want to go back in there being like, well, I didn't. I want to actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever your motivation is.
Yeah. Like, that's what it took for me.
Find a thing. You want to know some ways to cultivate?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Number one. I'm going to preach this until the day I die. Balance and moderation. Elimination is not sustainable for most people.
No.
Don't try.
I don't want to. That.
No. Every time we've done, like, you know, I don't like the word diet, but every time we've started to pay attention to what we eat.
Yeah.
I'll say it that way.
Yes.
I've told David I have to live in a world where pizza and cookies exist.
Yeah.
And where my pizza's not made of cauliflower and my cookies are not made of, you know, beetroot or, you know, like, I need a real
cookie.
Yes. And if you're going to eat a cookie, like,
I'm learning that it satisfies better to have a small amount.
Yes. Of the real thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it doesn't feel like the end of the world.
And lots of times if you're like thinking about the one food and then you try to, like, I'll have an apple, that won't satisfy, and you go and you'll eat the other thing anyway. And now you've also had the apple.
You rage eat the apple, and the apple's fine. It's good, but it's not
what you were wanting.
Dip it in chocolate or eat it with cheese.
It's just balance. It's just taking a cheat day, or, you know, like eating a healthy, sensible dinner and then letting yourself have the scoop of sherbet. It's not nothing, all or nothing. Make easy swaps. Okay. If there's an easy one for us, I'd now use ground turkey instead of ground beef. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper and way less calories.
Oh.
So just whatever is an easy swap for you. Okay. This one, stop mindless eating.
That's hard, but yeah.
That's one of the biggest ones for me when we do this is sometimes we just don't even think about it.
Yeah. That's why I can't have chips or crackers in the house.
Well, I can't. That's why I spend more money to buy the pre-portioned bags.
Yeah.
Because if I keep the...
Yeah.
Or if we do have the bags, because they don't make my jalapeno chips in little bags, I have to take what I want and put it on my plate and then put the chip bag back in the drawer.
No, it has to go completely away.
Yeah. I can't have the bag next to me. I'll just
do the portion out and then put it back.
Yeah.
I mean, since I got rid of our TV since October, honestly, I haven't been doing it as much.
TV is a big culprit because you're not even paying attention. You're just shoving it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
And listen to your hunger cues. Mm-hmm. Eat when you're hungry.
Again, the body, being aware of your body is so huge.
Well, we super ignore it, or I'll have a string cheese and then I'll just leave.
Yeah.
And that's not enough.
No. And then, you know, am I satisfied? We don't actually have to eat until we're so full we're going to puke.
Right.
Even if it's really good. Guess what? Sometimes you don't have to finish everything on your plate.
No, I'm glad you said that. This is not our grandparents' like wartime world where you had to eat everything because that was all the food you were going to get and everything was rationed and precious. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Even, I have some leftovers in the fridge that I need to chuck. It's not like a huge amount because even now I'm like, they're going to judge me. But it's sometimes you let it go. Not all the recipes are winners. Sometimes you let it go.
Yeah. You don't have to clean your plate.
That's been another one I've been trying to work on.
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of us were raised that way.
Yeah.
Yes. You know. Let's see. Relax and enjoy your food.
Yep, one too.
Yeah, it's not
like taste it.
Yeah.
Especially if we stood over that stove for 45 minutes to an hour. Like, it bothers me when we're done eating in 5 or 6 minutes. Like, no.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, it's like I've been in the kitchen for an hour.
Yeah, I worked really hard. Like, eat that in the 10 we're going to eat this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that will help, you know, when we're shoveling it in, then we don't notice that hunger cue. Like, okay, plenty. You've had plenty. But if you're tasting each bite, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, you can be done.
I'd watched a clip on like these I think they're a bunch of British people went to Japan to like try and lose weight and eat how the Japanese, because they're one of the healthiest cultures, I think, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat with around their table in little bits and they eat with chopsticks to slow them down.
Yeah.
You really can't eat fast with those. I've tried.
I'm laughing because you can.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're eating.
I just have to stab stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I like the fork. Yeah, exactly. I'm American. The fork is the way.
I'm glad Jolene brought this one up. I'm glad. So that's, I like when we're on the same wavelength, it like cements like, oh yeah,
you
thought something right. Pay attention to how different foods and drinks affect you.
Yes.
I remember in high school, because even as a youth, you're just running and going and running and going and running because sometimes we're overscheduled even as children. And I would get a headache every single day right around the same time. I didn't realize it was dehydration combined with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a while I cut all that out for a long time. And even now, if I don't have enough water, this for all you moms out there, maybe other people, after having kids, my leg hurts. Thank you, veins.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of the night, if I have not had enough water, I'm like, why am I so grumpy angry? I'm like, oh, my whole leg and pelvis hurts. Drink your water.
Yeah.
It's in weird ways you don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Another example, I'm going to call my son out for being good. I was cleaning out his backpack and there were like 4 of the like twist top bottles of Mountain Dew unopened.
Oh.
I was like, I wonder what's going on. So I just asked him, I'm like, I found some Mountain Dew in your backpack. And he's like, yeah, I just haven't been drinking the ones you've been putting in my lunch. And I was putting them in his lunch because I know he's really tired and like kids like caffeine and I'm being a fun mom. He's like, yeah, I kind of noticed that my mental health deteriorates when I drink caffeine, so I don't want to have caffeine anymore.
Good for him. Good boy.
He's like, dang, kid.
That is cutie. Great.
Yeah.
I hope he's drinking water and seeing if that helps.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he asked for, like, you know, Gatorade and sports drinks.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah, electrolytes.
Okay, sure.
That's,
if you figured that out at 15, like,
that's awesome. Impressive.
Good job, bud. And my last one on this area was, again, drink water.
It
so
matters.
Good job.
Says I've got my big old, I don't know what, got it at Fred Meyer on sale. It's stainless steel giant straw thing, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's the first thing we ask our kids when they complain about any ailment. Have you had water today?
Yeah,
they get annoyed, but
it's true though.
Yeah. Okay, next category. We're gonna keep going because we got another one to cover today. Wash your hands.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We're all disgusting.
Wash your hands, yes. And please be vigilant when you or your small children visit germ hotbeds.
Yeah.
Okay? There are some places like, you know, like children's play places.
Yeah.
Where there's lots of children that don't wash their hands or put their boogers on things and lick stuff. Like, be vigilant in those areas.
Yeah.
You know? Stop going places when you are sick.
Please.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, beg you.
Have we not been over that one through COVID?
Yes. Like,
hello.
Please. It's one thing when you got the sniffles, but if you were barfing that morning, like,
oh, no.
Please don't come around
me. Gosh.
Please don't. Don't send your child at school to cough all over my child. All right. With movement, just start. do not worry about that 30-minute a day recommendation. Just use the time that you have. And then gradually increase your intensity. When I started walking, I started doing like 0.3. I was so proud because that was more than I was doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Did I stay there? No. As I built up my endurance, now I take like 2-mile walks. But I didn't start there.
Yeah.
I started little.
Yep.
You know?
Little baby steps.
Find simple ways to move more in your day. Now, I have a whole bunch of examples. You guys ready for these?
Yes.
Yes.
Jolene will not like this one. Be inefficient.
Ooh. I don't like it.
But sounds offensive.
Okay, like, take multiple trips. So, like, for example, all my kids' bedrooms are upstairs. So, if I'm rounding up laundry, normally I would just get it all at once.
Yeah.
Like, nope, run upstairs to the boys' bedroom, get their hamper, run back downstairs.
No, I've
run
done upstairs that. To I've done that one.
Yes.
I've done that one when I feel like I'm not getting enough steps.
Yes. I'm like, it's an inefficient way to do it, but I'm getting more steps and I'm going up and down the stairs. Park far away.
Okay. Always
especially
a good
if it's
one.
Sunny.
Oh, yeah. Nice day.
Put a little more muscle into your cleaning.
Ooh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and some of those chores, let me say, are aerobic. Scrubbing yes. your bathtub yeah. is not easy.
Yeah, like, getting up in there. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Mopping.
Yep. Did that.
To take walking meetings.
Oh.
You need to talk to a friend. You need to talk to a friend person at work. Do it while walking.
I like that.
Nice. I loved that. Okay, I like this one too. If you got to cook, you got to clean, you're a mom, you got to do both. Yeah. Put some music on while you're doing them and it's likely that you'll start dancing.
It's true.
Counts as movement.
That's
even
what
a little
I do.
Jiggle.
Yeah.
Dancing is probably the most movement I get these days.
Yes, and it counts.
TV. That's how we go.
And that is what my next one, find an exercise that you like doing.
Dancing. It's been dancing.
It has to be. Here's because you have to like it.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if your best friend likes it.
Right.
Or your husband likes it. You have to like it or you won't stick with it. So find one you like. If you can find an exercise you like that can be done outside, bonus.
Yeah, get outside in the nature.
Yeah, then it's like double the fun. And then the last one I said was just have fun and play because that actually really impacts your health too. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys saw today that physical health is so much more broad than what you weigh or that you're not coughing up your lungs.
That's right.
It's a lot of stuff. And you know what? Success can look like lots of different things. And you're probably doing better than you think you are.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back next week with our very last wellness pod. See you later.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.